Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, sissies, this is Maddie. So sometimes when we record, things happen. And when we recorded this episode of Before the 90 Day, we didn't know something was going on with Poodle's microphone cord. So you might hear it cut out a little bit. Our producer, Christina, did her damnedest to try to get it to be as present. So that way you could get all of Poodle, you can get raw dog with Poodle as much as possible. But there might be some glitches. We just want to let you know nothing is wrong with your device. This is our screw up, and hopefully we've got it fixed for next time. All right, enjoy the show. Gino.
Yeah.
Gino.
Good morning.
Ginoito, little baby. Did you take your blue pill and give me that dick, Gino?
I did.
Yeah, I woke up with a little poker, poker, poker.
Little? What do you mean?
Next time you will come inside me so I can get your essence, Gino.
I don't know. I don't know all if of you're going to do that. I got you something.
Ooh.
I got you something. This is a...
You surprised
me
again?
You know, I know you really loved your travel pocket last time. It's exactly the same thing.
Thank you.
So I know how Gino. You give very creative gifts from your heart.
Gino. I always give from my heart, Gino. Always. Gino, give it my heart. Always. Because I love you.
And I gave you these. And I give you this hair extension. It costs $350. Don't you like it when I tell you how much things cost?
Gino, you need to be prepared. My hair costs $3,500. That's how I look like this.
Whoa. That's a lot of money.
I have to look beautiful. I am not going to look like some street trash in Michigan. I'm sure everyone there is very classy and fancy.
Fat.
What?
Everyone there is fat.
Oh, I look so good then.
I just know that you need to know that maybe when we get to Michigan, we might not have all these things.
Say that again.
I mean,
I was just kidding. I didn't need you to say it again.
I'm just saying.
What?
We may not have all of this when you come to Michigan.
I will not compromise myself for you, Gino, for anyone else. I'm giving you my heart. I'm giving you all
your
my
wig slipping. Oh, that's unfortunate. We're going to say unseen here because your wig fell off.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Beyonce.
they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's Reality Gaze. Let's love.
Yo, this is Reality Gaze.
This is Reality Gaze. That was Jasmine.
Yeah, hold on. I got my wig.
Can we do this after the show is filmed?
Yeah, I just don't want it to look like trash.
Can we put it down on the floor, maybe?
I know, but you don't take care of your stuff, so I just want to make sure.
We don't have a wig master.
New job.
Fix your mic condom.
New job. We need to get a wig master.
Yo.
There we are.
This is Reality Gaze. This is season 6, episode 4. This season is turning out to be amazing.
Wonderful.
This was a harder episode to watch for Gino and Jasmine, but again, a lot of people keep going back to the idea of Gino and not giving Jasmine enough sex, either wondering if he's attracted to her. And I think that is completely irrelevant why he's behaving this way. I still think this is about control. I think everything he has done with the whole plate thing, trying not wanting to cut her up on a peeler, is not wanting to let her have her way. He's testing her. He's trying to make her – he's pushing back.
I can see that, but I can feel it, especially when she said they've only had sex 7 times.
Oh, I agree
with that.
And I
some people are like, is he gay? I don't think it's any of that. There is a part of him that still feels like he's not – it's not that he's not into her. It's that there's something about her that repulses him.
That may be true.
And maybe it's because of how she acts and yells over him.
Yeah.
But it is translate. Something is translating to a repulsion.
I really stand gaily by the idea. Mm-hmm. That he's been watching cams for so long, he doesn't know how to actually have sex with someone.
I totally think that.
Yeah. Anyway, y'all, Gino and Jasmine, before we start, we should just
porn to beat off or finger bang yourself. Sometimes just go to an imaginative place, y'all. It's good for put that phone down and go to town.
Just close your eyes. Yeah. It's the best porn you'll ever see, but you got to work a lot harder. That's the only problem. Porn is right there in front of you. You don't have to work very hard at all.
Well, sometimes you've got 2 minutes before you pick your kids up at a playgroup, and you've got to get it done. That makes sense. But if you have a morning, you got a nice 10 minutes.
A quick car finger bang.
Well, maybe not in the car, but hey.
You said you got that time.
Well, before you had to leave. But whatever, if that gear shift in that Dodge Caravan looks like it's calling for you, or that Honda Odyssey, you do what you need to do.
Do, 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 do. The more you know.
We're sex positive.
So next time you're in the car, the car line or the pickup line for the kids, know that gear shift is right there.
Hey, lady. Hey.
Couple of announcements. We have one more week, kind of on, and then we will be off. Mm-hmm. For a week for July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one will be off for about 3 weeks while whatever traumatic things they did to your face heals.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it heals where it's passable.
Maybe not.
Well, you'll have to do something because I can't look at your face.
You'll have to. I'll look like Quasimodo for the rest of my life.
You'll have to sue them then.
Yeah.
Maybe just put. You can wear a mask.
Maybe.
And I'll let you know how. I'll let everybody know how Colombia went. I come back, what if for some reason and then you get disfigured? What happens to the show?
It's audio, so I'm fine.
I'm just.
I'll be
not
like
here.
Somewhere poodle somewhere in Colombia, but I'll just keep on going.
I'm like those, I'll get lost like those children did. Did you hear that story of the children who survived for like 40 days in Colombia?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll call John and Teresa from Married to Reality. They'll sub.
How dare you?
I'll get some of the hot meat.
We'll have some subs coming in for you. Some graciously subs picking up your slack. And Robin and Michelle of Bloody Day are going to be with me on next week's Intimate Portrait.
It's good.
And they are fine with showing their faces, I've told them. So
okay.
They've showed them their faces before.
They're both so very beautiful.
It's not like Kim and Kyle who are
no, they won't show
circus
shit.
Freaks.
Yeah, they won't yeah. show it. They will. You know, that, I mean, that huge wart on Kim's face, she gives, what's her name from You, Me, and
That's
My
not
Ex,
nice to say. Yeah. Kim is actually beautiful.
I don't know.
Kyle's real hot. They're both attractive.
Yeah. Even Kyle with like that long hair that goes down to his ass in braids.
Braids.
It's very pretty.
Mercurius of Mer people is up.
It's great.
And if you are Mercurius, you definitely need to watch the
Thank
show.
You for the sissies who live close who said that we could come swim in their pool. I'm actually thinking about it.
No, I'm not.
Why not?
It feels like a ploy. It feels like I'd be kept in a cage to perform for their amusement.
Well, yeah, dance monkey, swim.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah. What if they give you free booze?
I'm not sure I'd be able to leave. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh. Could you drink all their booze?
No, we need to be careful. They're going to put us in a cage.
Yeah, Den Mother Jackie wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
She wouldn't like it.
Other than that, That's it.
We're the Sissy Squad is going to take off for the week, too, so it'll be archived.
We're recording this on the summer solstice. Happy summer solstice, Wiccan sissies.
Oh!
Yeah.
This is a good time to work with, too, Channy says, because you don't want to work in the new moon, because she said, because guess what the new moon is in? Gemini. Just like a Gemini man, like Chloe and Christian. You don't want to touch that shit.
Boy. Cleo and Christian.
What did I say?
Chloe.
Cleo.
I think that's it. So y'all, I hope if you're traveling
yes.
in the we also have some because we're gonna be gone, we're not leaving you hanging completely. We're gonna have a Q&A episode that is probably gonna be in two parts. More about Gino and Jasmine.
So they wake up after they fucked that morning.
And
again though, when she said this
pill,
when she said the seventh time they've had sex,
that's
I'm like,
staggering. They've been together for 2 years.
And granted, they don't live together, but you would think when they're together, you just kind of assume they're banging every day or maybe every other day.
Yeah.
I mean, at least an old fashioned.
But I think
on a
I
tram
think
ride.
The, I still think the problem is not him being sexually interested in her, because I think he's pretty simple that way. I think there's something in his brain that he thinks she's winning and humiliating him. And
he definitely has a lot of anger.
Yeah.
Maybe. A lot of anger against her, and you see that come up in this.
Yep. And so we already did in a theater, we already did showed you the first scene.
It really could be the anger thing, like he talks about, because I mean, I do think though it turns into the thing like of him like rolling over, that was like there's a bit of repulsion. But there, you know, that whole
I think he's doing it to hurt her.
What gets repressed gets expressed, whether
yep.
you want it, whether you think it does or not. So I think it is expressed.
I think he's being cruel. I think this is neglect, and this is the way he is trying to kind of I think he's trying to show her who's boss by taking away the one thing she needs, which is cruel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it's that.
So we already talked, they do the gifts and all that.
We're getting breakfast
at a restaurant, and I'm kind of impressed. This means they're going to have a lot of drama, because normally this whole idea of the prenup, this would have been the entire arc of 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, agree.
They wouldn't have talked about this till like at least 12 episodes
yeah.
in.
Gino, I give you a massage and a happy ending.
Happy ending, Gino.
That's not what I want.
But that's
what
you
want,
Gino.
No, it's not one in any of that.
Yes, you want the... with my hand, Gino. Ginolito.
And so they're in this kind of bakery, and y'all, his sandals are shaking when she's going to bring up the Pernerp.
Because basically, he feels like she knows about his retirement fund and feels like she can spend it.
Yeah.
And he's like, that can't happen.
And what he says is, Jasmine, I've been working hard since I graduated college. And she's like, I get that part.
She says, yes, I get that part.
And then I'm just trying to explain to you.
Are you going to lose your money?
No, I want to talk to you about signing a prenup.
And then for about 3 minutes, Jasmine just looks at him.
It hurts me that you would think I'm marrying you to divorce you.
She's very calm about it, actually, yeah. I have to say at first.
No, I think we're going to get married and be together forever.
Uh-huh.
Fuck you 100 times.
That's what she says. And she's like, oh, you sound so... That's what Jasmine does, which is terrible. When she gets angry at him, she starts saying, you sound stupid. You're so stupid. And then she basically tells him he's a piece of shit.
She
tries to make him feel worthless. And that's where I think his anger comes from more than
too.
Anything.
She takes everything personally that he says to her. When something she can take personally. But what she does is what he saw for the first time that I don't think he really noticed. He saw himself on TV and probably had watch parties with his friends and family. And they said, look, Gino, she's walking all over you.
Yeah.
And he got furious.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he knew it was happening to him at the time.
No, I said that last week. I think he watched it. And
yeah.
And his friends got to see
her. I think this is Gino 2.0. He thinks he's going to get in there and take Jasmine and kind of like be the boss. That doesn't work for Jasmine.
No, it does not work
for Jasmine. It's going to trigger her more.
I want to say that she's not compromising at all. However, but you don't know what the end game is. She does speak. I will say she does speak to him a little bit.
Yeah.
She like has an on and off switch. He pushes her to a point, or he didn't push her. She gets to a point and then she becomes old Jasmine. But the way she talks to him, like even when she said that, she said something like, and I went, oh, someone has like therapy language. Like the way she talked to him last week about he thinks differently.
Yeah.
And this week he said, well, I'm just trying to protect, or the money I earned. And she's like, okay, that's your point of view. And I have my point of view. And I went,
yeah,
that is
I agree.
That is not a normal Jasmine thing to say.
I think she's a very intelligent person.
I think she's trying, but I don't know. I do think she loves Gino, but I don't know if she's trying out of love for him. And also because bitch wants to come to the US.
I think it's part of that. I don't think that every single moment she's with him, she wants to scream, we will do things my way.
Yeah.
And because she's trying to keep that at bay. And Gino's making that a lot harder. And at one point she says, Gino says, you told me that you would rather be dead. You may be dead than with another person. Yeah.
And the way he said it was like, that was sweet. How could she just say that? But I know that I can see her saying, Gino, if you were with someone else, I'd kill you.
Or she's like, I'd rather you be dead than be with another person. Now, what's interesting here.
Jasmine is that person. If she got cancer and died young, he would say, Jasmine, do you want me to find love? She's like,
no.
How could you, Gino? No.
I adore her.
She's great TV.
So later on, the next day, she said, we are no longer engaged. So the next day, Gino sleeps.
Was it at that restaurant that she takes off the ring?
I think so.
She takes off the ring and gives it to him and all that.
And so later on, she's like, Jasmine hasn't spoken to me today. We slept in different rooms. But I've written a proposal to see what best works. And I'm going to ask. And she goes in to see her, y'all. She opens the door and goes,
are you talking about me?
Well, no, the day before that, she goes, yes.
Yes.
Y'all, do you want to talk?
This isn't the proposal, not like with Sandra Bullock.
No, this is my proposal by Gino.
And you know what? We're going to take a commercial break.
Good idea.
And then when we come back, we're going to hear it.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states.
United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, Queens.
So I have a proposal.
Yes, yes.
What is it?
I
Yes, yes.
I just want to say.
Oh, just give it to me, Gino!
My favorite, though, is she says. My favorite's when she says,
be careful what you say.
Be careful. Yeah, she just said that.
And then she's like,
it's total, y'all, it's fucked up. It's totally fear and intimidation. So he's neglecting her, which is not great. She is totally emotionally blackmailing him and using fear to control
and
him.
And it's amazing it's to both, watch.
Oh, they're wonderful together.
If there is a prenup, there is no marriage.
No marriage. And then my favorite where Gino, that is later when he's talking in the bedroom. He's just kind of talking sensibly. And they cut to Jasmine going, just like a Mel Brooks. Like they have somebody with fake tears just coming out of their eyes.
It's incredible. Incredible. This whole scene is just how different people think about things. He's trying to write down. And what he says later on, you guys, is he thinks this is going to be enough for her. She's like, don't touch me. Ooh.
I'm touching your foot.
He basically says, but you don't understand, Jasmine. If I'm the person who initiates the divorce, you're going to get the most financial benefit. Yo, so that's when she grabs it.
That's when she grabs
it. To tear it up.
And she starts calling, and that's where they get, which it's riveting because it's tea, but that's where she's like, basically tells him like he's a piece of shit. And then Gino says she's horrible in bed.
Yeah. And then says, he's like, you're the worst sexual person in the world.
Which is a weird way to say.
And she's like, why aren't you fucking your ass?
She's like, you don't know my exes. My exes were, Gino, my exes were beautiful. They're from Britain. They have beautiful smiles. They have big dicks and they fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me, Gino. They fuck me. And then Gino says, then why aren't you with your ex? And I went, it's kind of nice to see that Gino's getting these comebacks. Because honestly, y'all, she says she wants chaos. The reason why she's not with a lot of like the guy she was, a lot of successful, she doesn't want someone driving the ship.
100%.
It's not like anybody I know sitting on this couch.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Let's talk about Riolet.
Riolet. Boy, so many things came up for me during this. He's about to land in Vietnam, and we had a bet. Whoever touches the other one first has control.
I think
this
that's so.
Not a game.
But I will say, it's not just him.
I agree with
it's
you.
It's from her too. Like she, y'all, this is DOA, I think, it's because we thought just he has all this relationship trauma. No, I think she does too.
I think she does too. I think he's trying to one up her on it though.
I agree, but I think that's their relationship. They both one up each other. I bet she's going to give it back to him.
No, I agree.
Just based off the way she acted with him being. Because, I mean,
I think neither of these people can be vulnerable.
100%.
And so it's this idea of he sees her. You're beautiful. He hugs her. He's like, oh, you lost. I have control. And I'm the boss. And then she's like, you got a nice ass, which made me a little sick. Just the way he said it.
That didn't make me sick. I mean, I'm glad that you're like that you're into her, you know. If I just met someone,
it's all in the way he said it. That was something they showed on the thing because that was to creep people out.
But she liked it.
I know, but you didn't think it was anything. Just it was the way he said it.
I think I've heard too many.
I think you
men tell me I got a nice ass
that way.
Yeah. Just sounds normal to me.
It just, the way he said it felt.
Erotic?
No.
Sweet?
No.
Calming?
No. It felt dehumanizing. Maybe that's just.
Your words. I got mine. But I thought like later though, he says like they're hugging and I was surprised. Like he looked at me and he said, can I kiss you? And she said, yes.
I at least. Thought that was nice.
They seem to be very. That's why later on it's so different. I feel like I totally agree with you on the one up thing, because Riley like seems very excited to see him, but then later, and I went, oh, it's not just,
him, you both like to play games with people.
Well, let's keep talking about this.
They get two rooms at the hotel because she says it's not appropriate to share the same room.
Mm-hmm.
He does tell her, you look beautiful.
I guess she reminded him. She said, you know, men usually, the custom
men is, wait for a woman here. Yeah.
I wonder, I would love, I don't know if we have any sissies, Vietnamese sissies, or, but I wonder as we go along, how much of this is real stuff, or if she's just telling him
how
shit.
How she needs to be treated.
Yeah.
Interesting, because I think
all of this is to get a reaction out of him, because I think she needs that.
Yeah.
But I think she's misunderstanding how he's going to get offended, because this guy's feelings are so, they're like,
he's very fragile,
spider web, y'all. Yeah. And I don't think, because he's a big talker, but boy, his emotions are like a little glass.
Remember, y'all, he doesn't say the L word.
Yeah. And
not lesbian like the show. We mean love.
We see that later on when he gives her the pearls and he pats her on the cheek. She's like, oh, I brought you pearls. I only get to pat us on the cheek. She's like, pearls are really common here and I don't really like them.
She's like, yeah, these are shit.
And it does seem like, to me, maybe this is me, pearls are not a very sentimental gift. A lot of women find pearls old school. And old lady-ish. And I see a lot of gay guys wearing them now.
Gay guys are wearing pearl necklaces? Mm-hmm. Does that mean they want you to come on their chest?
No, I think it's like jewelry, ironic jewelry.
Huh.
And a lot of guys who are non-binary wear them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't think they look very good on me. I do think, though, if anybody gave me like jewelry, I at least would like say, my significant other, I'd probably at least give him like a kiss, a peck.
I totally agree with you.
I would feel very, imagine if you gave someone something and they patted your face the way your Aunt Jane would.
I agree.
You would have gone ballistic.
So he says, well, we got a lot to work on. I have a lot of questions. And I like it how she shut that shit down.
She was like, not tonight.
This is my birthday.
My birthday. Let's just have fun.
And then she said, well, what are you doing tomorrow? She's like, well, I'm a little bit busy because I've got this thing for school, because she's a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, whoa. And he's like, tomorrow you want to relax. And then if you want to, you can beat me out for dinner. Now, they have 2 weeks. So what she's trying to do here is set a boundary.
Yes. It's because I get, is it shitty the first full day he's there that she's not able to take off with him?
Yeah.
Should have planned it that way. But it's also like,
it's also,
you don't know what
like
her
job.
Life, you don't know what her life is like. You don't know how much time off she has. Like it's,
yeah.
There's a lot of assumptions to be made.
But, and then he says, but so
I just want to follow what you said. It's more than that. I bet she could probably even get her day job off. It's that she wants to show you like, hey, I'm not giving you the whole hog here.
Yeah.
You're going to have to work for this and you're going to have to, and I think this trip where, because he says that she doesn't tell him a lot of things and it's secret. She has secrets.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be less, not that she's dating other people. Although, the more and more I get to know her, I'm like, I could totally see her.
She's
having
still on
guy
the app.
On the side.
Yeah.
But I think this, you're right. I think this whole trip for her is going to be about, I'm going to show you what your place is in this relationship.
Yeah. And because I think she's been treated like a second class citizen and mm-hmm. she's trying to learn how to set boundaries. And
he doesn't want that in someone. He wants someone that is this, his in his head, fairy tale, totally devoted to him.
This Vietnamese woman who would be culturally submissive.
And probably when she was texting with him and talking to him, like those were times they agreed upon. So she had set aside time for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to go good.
But that's what he's saying. I don't understand how I'm not a priority. My feelings mean a lot. But what about my feelings?
Yeah.
I'm tired of this fucking narrative. I'm tired of the man saying,
why not me?
She didn't do this.
Yeah. I mean, dude, she's got to work.
I'm wanting sympathy. And the way he says it is like, I'm just so justified here.
Yeah, I think maybe the cultural component comes in is that Well, again, we're used to...
My shorts are riding up.
So sorry if you're watching this on the Intimate Poetry. You just saw Poodle's monkey brains.
Here's my balls.
Practically, those bottoms, bottoms only.
Bottom well, lab. Bottoms it, lab.
Their material's very thin.
Oh, good.
I don't, they're, yeah, we'll see. They're going to be, they're completely, I think, DOA, but I, or maybe they'll fight and get along, but there's going to be, there's going to be shit that comes out about her, and he's going to lose his ever-loving mind.
Yeah, I think it's this idea. I want to go back to what he said. I don't want to understand things. I want to overstand things.
Yeah. I have a feeling the private investigator will be called.
Yeah. I think I agree with you.
Will be called.
Amanda and Rosbond.
Oh,
boy. The dark story that gets ever darker.
So let's, I think we talked about it last time, but is there any more tea that's dropped about, because sissies are going in investigating them.
Well, it, what's interesting is, and people are speculating.
Like someone sent me, someone actually made an actual
timeline. Oh, timeline. Yeah, I've seen it too.
That made me laugh so hard.
And my favorite is like, Amanda is born.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I'm not judging her for marrying an older man. I'm not judging that at all. That happens all the time.
It's happened to you 3-4 times.
Yeah, but two of them we don't talk about.
Okay, twice.
There's still a pending investigation.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, only the crocodiles know about the other.
Wow.
As I said before on one show, crocodile or alligators don't tell secrets, y'all.
Yeah, I don't need, like this
someone
conversation.
Someone said that that should be on a merch shirt.
No. No, it shouldn't.
Alligators don't tell secrets, y'all.
I'm uncomfortable.
They keep to themselves.
Anyway. The views of Jake Anthony are not the views of reality gays.
Yeah, they are.
So I don't think we know that already. It's kind of come out that he was talking to her a month before her husband died.
Before the husband died.
Yeah, so when he was sick.
And she was writing little messages, and she was already commenting.
And look, who knows? It to me,
that's not what I'm. I want to be all my. I don't want to sink all my judgment into that.
Yeah,
I have a problem with her lying about it.
That's because I want maybe you and your husband. I do know people that are like that. You know, there are sometimes when people have a significant other and they try to get somebody
and
somebody they know.
I understand why
so they feel at peace.
I understand why she would want to say because it would make her look even worse. But I think I would ask myself, is there a record of this anywhere? Maybe I should try to go back and scrub my TikToks.
Yeah.
Yo, we need
again,
we need
when
a course.
Poodle finally gets on a reality show,
oh,
you'll know because he
I'm
deletes
scrubbing
everything.
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 Like, that's the thing. It's like, we need to start a business. If you're going on one of these reality shows, let us know. Come to us. We'll make you take that Nazi shit off your post. We'll make you take that thing like Elena when you're talking about black people or going in blackface. Well, the part of the questionnaire says, have you gone in blackface? And we go, there's like, maybe. And I'm like, give us a couple of days.
Again, though, but we've talked about the budget of Matt Sharp. I mean, they're playing Pond 5 music. They probably don't have much money to do research.
Yeah, I get that, but it doesn't help you on the show.
It doesn't.
Anyway, so he's making pancakes because he's known as the pancake guy.
I think he's just known as being slutty.
Who makes them shirt who...
And spreads chocolate on his body.
Yeah, I don't know if the pancakes probably taste as good as the chocolate off of his body.
Would you be into chocolate? Would you be into chocolate with that?
You know, I think I would lick chocolate off of his body. Because his body, I wouldn't like it because it's chocolate. I would do it for the experience of
it. We talked about this on Below Deck.
Yeah. I wouldn't eat sushi off a body.
You wouldn't eat sushi off Rasvin's body?
I think I would eat sushi off of Rasvin's body.
I think you would eat 3-day-old McDonald's french fries out of Rasvin's butthole.
3 days is nothing.
He said, you fell asleep so quickly last night. I wanted to cuddle and talk. And she was like, yeah, well, I was tired. She said she feels like he's pushing too much to tell our kids about our relationships.
I think what she's being butthurt about it is she is trying not to let him know anything about her.
I agree.
She's not sharing anything.
She's not. And I still stand by. I don't think she's into him.
I know people. Some people agree with you. I think she is because I don't know why she'd be there.
She wants to get out of her life.
Okay.
She wants to escape, I think. And I think she thought this guy would be the great escape. And then she's like, I can't do this.
And so she's, you think it was the ick because it's finally happening in real life.
Yeah. And now we know probably guilt because she was potentially cheating on her husband or whatever. But regardless, I don't want to say cheating. We don't know the situation. But regardless, she was talking to this guy before her husband died.
Yeah.
So, and emotionally connecting with him.
Right. So now they're going to a grocery store. What he's trying to do here, you guys, is kind of make her happy. Everything about this
everything
trip,
he does, he so far he's been like for her happiness.
And so you got to feel bad for him.
Oh yeah.
And she is just acting like Polly Prissy Pants in this store.
She's got, again, we've said it, but that Kalani, I'm a cool girl.
Yeah. She's like, we can make pizza. I don't eat dairy. Fine. She doesn't eat tuna. She's like, doesn't eat any packaged food.
Doesn't like packaged waffles.
Which
is a big thing overseas.
It is. And I get it. But like, you're overseas. Maybe make us, instead of saying no, 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 you could say, what if we go over there and look at the produce instead of letting him present things to you?
Well, because what she wants is chicken fingers and French fries, y'all.
But she doesn't eat packaged food. That's what she says.
No, but I mean, like, that's what she orders at every restaurant.
Probably.
Y'all, this one has the, it's not as bad as Nichols, but it is close to a nickel of nickel and as in palate.
And she doesn't like shellfish. She doesn't eat shellfish. And she's like, I've told you all this before. But she's like, they do find one jar of salsa that she will eat. And then, later on.
This next part's terrifying.
She just annoys the shit out of me.
And same.
She says, my dream is to be a cowboy. So,
I watched his music video, did you?
Yes. People have been asking about his voice. It's not, what I say, it's not .. bad,
but it's not a great voice.
It's, well, what he needs to do, he needs to be taught to actually use some space in his voice, because right now it sounds like he's singing through his nose with no space.
I think he's just someone who he can match pitch well enough and sing, but there's not any uniqueness or beauty in his voice.
That's enough.
He just, well, no, that, yeah, that's enough. But
have you heard Eurovision?
Yeah, that's true. But he has no range or anything like that.
That is, okay, what you said about match pitch, that's not, you don't even need that for Europe.
That's true.
European pop is not, doesn't have the same values that we do have.
He could probably be a star.
I think he might, with that look.
But I think when I'm bringing it up, it's two different things. People are like, do you like his voice? That's what I'm saying. It's a different thing than if he could have a pop song. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. It's... But pitch-wise, it's not going to be awful.
No.
So they're talking about, they're going to a park, and they're like, maybe you can...
A horror murder park.
Because there are a lot of birds. You have a problem with
that. You guys, if I'm walking in a park and I hear all around me, and then I'm thinking, no, no, no. And you see the bird poop everywhere. And then Amanda's like, well, we are in Romania. What if there's bats in the trees?
And
some bats are going to be looking at you, just thinking they could kill you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Anyway, I'm glad that you bring that up because I think it's time for another installment.
Oh, no.
Of Reality Gaze Theater, Romanian Park Edition.
Chirp, chirp.
Terrifying.
I'll be playing. Very good.
So, oh, did that scare you?
Yeah, it did.
You actually. What did
we?
Your
what did we do? That was when we did the horror. We did the haunted house with Nathan and Skylar.
With Nathan
and Skylar
oh,
on
Skylar. Lala. Yeah, yeah.
When he proposed to her in the haunted house and the screaming.
No.
That season gave us a lot of good ones.
It was. I'm excited for it to come back. Come back mid-July.
That preview looks nuts.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's
when
nuts.
When did it drop?
I think you shared it on our stories, or maybe Caitlin did.
Maybe I watched it, and I don't remember now.
That sounds more appropriate.
I didn't see it.
I'll right. be playing, I think I'll play Razvan. Razvan?
Okay.
Or do you want to?
I don't care.
What do you feel led towards?
I'll be Amanda.
Okay. So
I know what it's like to have somebody die from cancer in your life. I'll play off real daddy's box. I'll play off real life.
So and action. So Amanda,
wow, yeah, there's so many
Amanda,
yeah.
there's we're gonna. Yeah. Would you like to be in the video shoot for my?
Video
for my music video. I okay. have to have a girl. Do you want to be
what?
In it?
Oh,
ooh, yeah. There's people down there.
What is that? Do you hear that? There better not be a bat.
Bat, you kids.
Why are you talking to me, bat?
Hey, I'm not bat you with something.
This segment got very weird, but I'm gonna roll with it.
It's
don't
just,
bite me.
It's just
a bat, Amanda.
No, I don't want to be in your video. I'm not an actress.
Well.
Girl, it's not really hard to be an actress. You just act on the video. Come on, you can do it.
Who is talking? Oh, is that God? Is that God from my
big T?
Are you sure? Because I have a lot of God blankets. Razvan, do you hear that?
Girl, you need to go to therapy.
You're not going to kiss the girl, are you?
Well, I was
Why?
Thinking about it.
Why?
You know you have to kiss a girl.
What?
You're trying to hear bats?
Yeah, I'm hearing something talk to me. It might be the Lord or a bat or maybe my own just deafening, paralyzing shame and guilt.
That's what I am, girl. I'm your shame and guilt. I followed you all the way here from home.
Make it stop, Raza. Ah, do you have any chicken fingers?
And
scene.
Anytime the bat from Wuhan can make... Glad he found his way to Romania.
He travels.
Yeah.
He travels.
Very well traveled.
Miss COVID didn't come with him this time.
No.
So I guess they're apart.
Now, right after this, they call the producer.
Can I just say, she's being stupid
and ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
You guys, if your significant other is an actor,
they're gonna have to kiss people and sometimes simulate fucking someone.
Yeah.
That's part of them being an actor.
It makes her sound like a naive rube when she...
I'm telling you, you know what I said last episode? The husband did everything and she did 100%. Nothing. Y'all, I just... Are we recording? Okay, we are. I think that, yeah.
Also, they call the producer and he's talking about the producer and basically he's saying... Now, he does talk about her and saying it's test to see if she can handle the fame. And then, thank God, unlike, you know, some other people have done, he actually tells her verbatim what he told the producer.
But she didn't care because she was like, why are you talking about me like I'm not here? Now, it must have taken a long time because I will say they sat down in the daytime. And when it was dark. It was night.
It's my favorite kind of time.
What is that? But the way she acted, like, she was like, I can't believe you're talking about me like I'm not here. And I went, he's speaking another language. You're not going to understand it, you self-centered princess.
Yeah. Then, so they're talking about the kiss, and then he's like, well, it's just going to be, and they're kind of talking about it, and she's like, okay, fine. Then, he says, okay, fine, you know what? We won't
he
do
says,
the kiss.
I won't kiss. And, she says, you do whatever you want to do. Your actions will tell me. That's so fucking passive-aggressive.
Things you can do to someone
because she's not go ahead.
When you say, she's like, no, I'm just telling you my feelings and you can make your own decisions.
So you're just saying your feelings, you're not actually saying what you want, because if you said what you want and someone, then someone can come back with what they want. But if you don't ever say what you want, then you can always punish someone for not giving you what you want.
This is the most punishing way to treat someone. It's a step further than passive aggression because it basically says, do what you want to do. You're going to have to deal with repercussions. In other words, whatever you choose, unless it's what I'm asking you to do, is not going to be good for you. But I'm not going to want it. So you're going to have to be in a state of constant despair about what I want you to do.
Run, Razvan.
Run.
Your
actions will tell me what I need to know. And he basically says, my ex and I broke up because she was jealous and she did not support my career. I want him to do gay porn.
God.
And I would watch that.
I would sign up for his OnlyFans.
Me too.
I'd put it on the company card.
That's
kind of I did that Bluebell ice cream I got. Y'all, and I posted that video. You see, that Dr. Pepper ice cream is delicious.
I still don't know if that's a company card.
Wasn't up for debate.
Yeah.
I mean, think of it this way. We could use your Napster or whatever torrent things you pay for to download gay porn. That could be a write-off because every time we do a watch-along, you press the wrong button and we end up watching your gay porn
in the middle of the television.
Yes. When I sat down to do a watch-along and Jake pressed the wrong button and then I just see like some guy getting like quadruple peed.
You're like, how can so many dicks fit in there?
I was scandalized.
Oh, I'm sure.
Escándalo. That's the show.
Escándalo.
Y'all, that's reality, guys. Thank you for joining us this week. This has been a really good episode. Again, they're not going to take off the week of July 4th.
They will.
They're going to still air an episode.
Let me clarify. The episode that's coming out on Sunday, June 2nd, July 2nd, I and Michelle and Robin from Bloody Day.
Oh, because we're getting it early.
Yes, we'll be covering. The episode that's airing July 9th. We will not be covering.
Yes. Good clarification. So July 9th, we will not be covering. All right, everybody. That's the deal. Because
we're off.
We're off. You're going to be getting...
like a prom dress.
You're going to be getting fucked in Colombia.
Possibly. By a quadruple event.
Yes. You're going to be like the one guy that went, I forget, from like season one. And if the first person doesn't work out, you're just going to call someone else. We call these people lonely hearts, y'all, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, poodle?
Yes, and if you've ever wanted to tell someone, be careful what you say to me.
Which, God, that's actually Mother Poodle energy.
No, my mother would go, be careful. better be careful.
If you have that, you can call us.